Only 5 years ago, a cardiologist from Miami set out to develop a safe diet for his overweight heart patients. But Dr. Arthur Agassin had no idea his diet would be so wildly popular.
Being active and eating healthier are keys to maintaining your weight. But for so many people, it's hard to stick to a diet. For the last 5 years, Dr. Agassin's South Beach Diet has been helping millions lose weight and keep it off. His updated South Beach Diet Supercharged includes 20 minutes of fitness a day, plus more food to rev up your metabolism for a longer, happier life.
Well, please welcome back to the 700 Club the author of the book that sold at least 22 million or more copies.
Crazy.
Now there's a new book called The South Beach Diet Supercharged. Dr. Arthur Agassin. Doctor, so good to have you back with us.
So great to be back with you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Tell me about this new book. What are you adding to the other that was so popular?
Well, the principles are the same.
Okay.
We're beyond low fat versus low carb. It's the right fats, the right carbs, lean sources of protein, plenty of fiber. We've learned a lot from our 22 million readers, from our website users, from my patients, and we've incorporated that into the new book to overcome problems that dieters had, and to make it easier both to lose weight initially, but really to turn the weight loss into a lifestyle. That's a big challenge.
Compare this to Atkins. I know yours is really the most popular in America, as far as I can tell. What's the difference between yours and the Atkins diet?
Well, in respect to Dr. Atkins, when he started his, and they didn't know the value of good fats and good carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. It was sort of limit all carbohydrates. That included limiting some of the bad ones, the starches and the sugars, but vegetables, fruits, whole grains have so many nutrients and so important for our health, and those are essential. And then we don't want to have just a lot of saturated fat. We don't want almost any trans fats, the hydrogenated oils, but omega-3 oils, the fish oils, the olive oils, the Mediterranean oils, they're good for us. They're not neutral, and they also make food taste great.
How much can somebody lose on your diet?
Average? The more you need to lose. People who are pre-diabetic, so the bigger your belly, the more cravings you have, the more you have diabetes in the family, the faster you will lose. And bellies literally melt away. But not everybody loses the same. Some people are overweight more because of a slow metabolism, and that's where the exercise program becomes so important.
Well, let's kind of piggyback off of that, because I think one of the number one challenges that people who are working on their weight have is motivation and plateau.
Yes.
So what do you do when you hit that plateau and you say, I have worked out, I'm eating what I'm supposed to eat, but it's just not, the weight's not coming off?
Plateau was such a big complaint, people calling into the website, my patients, I'd see somebody who was pre-diabetic, who would have slightly high blood sugar, abnormal lipids, they'd lose 5, 10, 20 pounds on the diet, come in, say, you look wonderful, you don't have cravings, here are your wonderful blood chemistries, and the answer was, yeah, but I got to take another inch off here and a half inch there. And the answer then is exercise, because if once you lose cravings, your blood chemistries are good, you try to starve yourself, you will yo-yo back. It's not healthy. The healthy thing had to be exercise, but it was often a lot of exercise. And what Dr. Signorelli from the University of Miami taught me was how you could burn more calories in less time through interval exercise.
Well, let's talk about interesting California roll-up, Yucatan shrimp roll-up, roast beef and horseradish roll-up, spicy hummus. Tell us what you got here.
Well, you know, these are roll-ups. They're as salads now. You can also roll them up, so when you're traveling to work or in the car on summer trips, it's convenient. The idea, and whether it's vegetarian, that's a hummus vegetarian roll-up, or something with turkey, with good shrimp, with beef. The point is, you can have a variety of convenient, wonderful foods, and make healthy eating a lifestyle.
Well, is there any question any longer that the debate is no longer, whether it's starches versus fats and so forth?
It's the quality. The diet debates are over. And there was a major study in the New England Journal this week about low-carb Mediterranean. They both beat out just counting calories. If you're counting calories, just getting rid of all fat, it's not going to work well. You have to choose the healthy foods, whether they're carbohydrates or they're fats, and you have to exercise. And the interval exercise where you do short bursts of high intensity that athletes, that elite athletes, the guys going to the Olympics, they've always done interval exercise.
Sure.
We show how it can be applied for everybody in a short time every day. You lose more you burn more calories in less time, and also the exercise goes much faster.
Well, let's take you on a treadmill and you're going along at, let's say, 10 miles or 12 miles,
sure.
An hour, and now you're gonna do a burst. What would you do?
Well, you do a warm-up, then you do a burst for about 30 seconds. It could be 15, 45 seconds, and we give the guides. And your burst is at a speed that you can't sustain for more than a minute or so. It's perception. It's not heart rate or anything. Then you go back to your recovery time, where back to your baseline that you were doing. And you keep repeating what's called the work time, the burst, and the recovery time. As you get more and more fit, your bursts are a little bit longer and higher intensity. Your recovery time is less. But you burn, there are studies, you burn fat much faster. Mm. You burn calories much faster. So you can accomplish in 20 minutes what it would take in an hour plus to accomplish.
Does that work also with weights, or is it primarily on a treadmill?
You can apply it to anything. Yeah. I do it mainly with elliptical.
Yeah.
But swimming, walking, biking, or even in with weight training, we have a DVD where we have jumping jacks and other ways to do it. And once you do it, you realize the benefit right away. And so for particularly women who've hit a plateau, they have to lose a little bit more. Mm-hmm. The answer is in the exercise, not starving yourself.
Exactly. What about cardio? You're a cardiologist. How about the heart?
It's shown both with the interval exercise, with this type of eating, you in particular lose belly fat. And belly fat, we know, is more dangerous than other fat. Mm-hmm. It is literally, and this is something we've learned more in the last 5 years, we explain in the book. You're putting out really inflammatory chemicals, the best known is C-reactive protein, from this belly fat. And that's hurting not only our blood vessels, but it's associated with many forms of cancer, with Alzheimer's, macular degeneration, asthma, all sorts of chronic disease is from this excess belly fat, from eating junk, frankly, and not exercising.
As it's going around, there's so many men that got this belly.
And
I'm talking about
feet. See, wait, I need to take the boxing gloves and put them down. Our poor floor director.
Oh, man.
You look great, Pete.
Boxing is great interval exercise.
I know, and I'm like, no, he's not pointing him.
You're talking about cancer? You're talking about
absolutely.
Heart attacks?
Absolutely. It's so much of a chronic disease. Macular degeneration. They give fish oil, which is anti-inflammatory. It's an inflammatory condition. And even people who are relatively thin, but with a little basketball here, they're at much more risk than, you know, an athlete who's big, but it's all muscle.
Incredible. Well, Doctor, I appreciate you being here. Your diet is the best. This is the best. The South Beach Diet Supercharged with exercise. You got some pictures in here of exercise, what to do?
Including what we call core exercise.
And there's a video that goes along with it, Supercharged Workout. So you've got the intervals and what have you, but this gentleman has hit the gold standard of dieting.
And you're a wonderful role model, because I know you look great and you're still young age, and I know the exercise as well as your good eating has a lot to do with it.
I hope so.